Well, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
What an incredible day that somebody got smart enough to set a whole day aside to do just exactly what we're here to do. Yeah. Okay, our job today is to love everybody. Yeah. And every other day that I know about. Yeah. And of course, there's kind of this romantic sense of Valentine's Day that shows up there too. And I know that's part of some of your worlds. I have a good friend who's a Unity minister who shared with me his experience of Valentine's Day. His wife told him one morning about 3-4 days before Valentine's Day, she had this dream. She was very excited about it. She said in the dream, she received from him a necklace for Valentine's Day. Now, not being completely insensitive, he said, okay, you know, and so Valentine's Day came, and, you know, he had his the beautiful gift wrapped, and she opened it, and it was a beautiful book about interpreting your dreams. He loves me enough to share with me that dream interpretation may not be the answer to all our questions. So I since it's Valentine's Day, I thought it would be appropriate. We're in a spiritual place. We've got a spiritual focus. How about if you got a Valentine from your spiritual self? Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, open to that? Okay, from your spiritual self. Now, because that means we're going to have to do a little work here. So when you came in, everybody get the card, 4x6 card. Anybody didn't raise your hand, and somebody will bring it to you right away over here. Some over here, some, oh, we got a few around. Keep your hands up so that they can see and get that to you. There you go. I got an extra one here. Okay. So on your card, well, let's start out by understanding the first thing when we enter into behind you, Mike, over there, when you start into a spiritual process, it always starts with the experience of self-awareness. Okay, we're always checking in. Where am I? What's happening? So begin by just being aware of your body, being aware, being here now. Okay, just taking that breath, being in this space right now, being aware of the body, being aware of the mind, kind of those thoughts that are pulling at us. Okay, just being aware, nothing good or bad, right or wrong, just being aware. And now be aware of your feeling world. What are you feeling? Good. Happy is wonderful. And so I invite you, and we're going to track our feeling world a little bit, because what we're doing is we are inviting our spiritual self, or this power, this soul, the spiritual being that we are, to show up with that Valentine. Okay, and one of the ways that we become most aware of that movement of spirit within us is through our feeling world. So I invite you to just be aware of what you're feeling. And if you would, just kind of look at it in terms of a spectrum from, say, -5, which is feeling bad, to a +5, which is feeling great. Okay, -5, feeling bad. +5, feeling great. Just see where you are. There's no right or wrong place. Just where am I in that spectrum? And write that number down on the top of your card. -5, feeling really bad. +5, feeling really great. So somewhere in there is our feeling experience. And just there's the little clipboards in the pockets in front of you, and they have pens on them. So if you need that, go ahead and write that down. And those of you joining us online, sure, and grab that pen and pencil and be aware and write that down with us. Okay, so we're just doing a check-in on that. And, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes we think, well, why would I do that? We just came through wonderful music and we had a beautiful time in prayer. But honestly, it's important to recognize that when we come here, some people come with some very difficult challenges and issues in their life. And this is a place where we honor that. And we understand that sometimes the feelings that are around those are very challenging and difficult for us. And they're all fine. They're all in order here. So having been aware of that, I invite you to remember a moment when you really loved someone. Remember that moment when you just felt your deep love for someone. Okay? May have been a lover or spouse, or it may have been a child or a grandchild. It may have been a friend or a teacher. But you had that moment. Remember one of those moments when you really loved someone. Now, just that moment. Not what happened or what went on from there. We're just talking about focused on a moment. And the feeling of that moment when you really felt your love for someone. And as you remember the moment, experience the feeling. The feeling of that love. And let that feeling fill you. Just invite it in. Let it grow. The feeling of love. Sometimes it's as if we can just breathe more deeply into it. Let it fill our body. Feel every feeling we have, that beautiful, powerful love. Enjoy it. All right, now, keeping that feeling is as you bring your attention fully into the outer, now check in again with yourself. How would I describe what I feel at this moment? From that -5 to the +5. Okay, from that -5 to the +5. Where would I put that number of what I'm feeling right now? And write that down on your card. Write down that number, what you're feeling right now. Just be aware. Be aware of how I feel. How do I feel this moment? Okay, now let me ask, how many find that number went up for you? How many? Okay, so that's most everybody here, that number went up. And for most of us, we start out there feeling pretty good. But that number goes up. Now, there's a reason why that number goes up. And it goes back to one of those core understanding of this divine presence in our spiritual self. God is love. Simple scripture. God is love. And what we did was enter into the experience of that divine presence, that spiritual connection that we have, that spiritual being that we are without limit. And by focusing on that feeling, we open who we are for that greater connection. And when spirit flows in, it lifts us. It lifts our feeling. It lifts our sense of well-being. It lifts our sense of wholeness. It lifts our awareness. And so we feel better because we are more connected with that beautiful divine presence, that infinite presence that is love. Okay? So basically, That's your Valentine. From your own spiritual self. Happy Valentine's Day. Okay, now, I don't know if you remember being in grade school when they passed around Valentines. I don't know if they still do that. Long time ago when I was in grade school, they did it. Okay. Well, you know, and then what happens is you kind of get that super Valentine, that special Valentine, to go, whoa, yeah, okay. Are you ready for a super Valentine? Okay, now we had a Valentine. That's nice. But let's go to that next level, okay? So to do this, I want to invite you to look at, just remember sometime in this week or the week before, sometime when you felt uncomfortable. You know, that feeling of discomfort, not being quite all right. Maybe there was worry or anxiety showed up for you. Maybe it was something that took place with a person and you just walked away not feeling okay. Okay, one of those things that come into our lives and we felt uncomfortable. So I invite you, let's do our self-awareness again, just to check in. What is the feeling like there? And so turn over your card and write how you'd classify that feeling. Again, -5 to +5. Where would you put that feeling? In that uncomfortable. Again, some of those can be pretty strong, and others are just that, not quite okay sort of thing. But letting yourself write down that number, acknowledge, okay, that's what I'm feeling around that situation. Again, not good, not bad, just feelings. Just self-awareness. Okay, now, what happens when we go into that feeling, if you'll notice when that's there, we feel less connected to that divine presence, don't we? We don't feel the clarity and the guidance. Okay, we feel a little more separated in our world. That's just a natural response that happens within us. Okay, now, so let's go to that place where we connect back more directly with Spirit. Put your hand on your heart. And just focus your attention right there. Feeling that part of your body, this place where we connect with Spirit. Now, we're always connected with Spirit. I mean, if we weren't, we wouldn't be here. It's that principle of life and intelligence and all that is in our body and our mind so we can think and act and live. But we connect more deeply and powerfully when we intentionally engage our heart. This is this instrument of spiritual connection. So focusing there. Focusing on your heart. Being aware in that sense of, and of that energy or dynamic that feels as we sense the breath taking place through that part of our body. Now, go again to that memory of feeling love for someone. That special memory we were at a moment ago. Remember that feeling. Enjoy that feeling. What a beautiful thing. To be able to remember. Now that memory may have been a long time ago, but that feeling is right here, right now. And feel love. What a beautiful thing. Feel your love. Feel your love. Enjoy it. Now, we know in that feeling, that beautiful feeling, it's part of that connection with this divine presence and power that is our own spiritual nature that moves in and through our being. So while you feel that love, I invite you to sincerely ask of your spiritual self in this situation where you are uncomfortable, what would you have me do? Sincerely ask of that spiritual presence now connected within you, what would you have me do in that situation? And write that response on your card. What would you have me do? To this presence of love within you. What would you have me do? Write it down. What would you have me do? As that presence, that spiritual power and light and intelligence flows through you in response to your asking, creates the thoughts that direct us. What would you have me do? Write it down. Now I invite us again to go into the experience of self-awareness, to check in with yourself. Now, and the question is, what am I feeling around that situation? Now, what am I feeling around that situation? Become aware of how you feel and respond with that again, with that number from -5 to +5. Originally, you put down on that side of the card a number of how you were feeling about that situation originally. How are you feeling now? Around that situation. So let me ask, how many of us saw that number go up? Okay. Yes, that's pretty much all of us. Now, let me say that that doesn't need to happen for everyone. Because first of all, not everybody is really willing to be led through a process with whole bunches of other people in the room and follow everybody's instructions. That happens is a miracle to me itself. But secondly, sometimes our hearts actually guide us deeper into some of our uncomfortable emotions and feelings as a part of the healing that it takes us through. So understand, yeah. But basically, 95% of us are saying, yeah, that went up. Now, how many of us did it go up, say, more than 2? Okay, so that's a pretty strong response. Now, again, this is a response from your spiritual self. That same situation. It has changed how we experience that situation. It's different for you now, isn't it? Okay? Now, some of us have hauled situations around for years. Boy, that's uncomfortable. Right. A little farther. Okay? There's help, folks. You have this amazing, powerful, beautiful spiritual presence. And the way we connect with it is through the feeling of love. God is love. It's not that God loves. God isn't grandpa loving the kids. Okay. God is love. When we step into this powerful force. Now let me ask, in the people that are part of that situation for you, do you feel a little more connected, a little less different? One of the things that we experience in love is, Charles Fillmore called it, the unifying, harmonizing power. Because it helps us to move beyond how the mind separates into our greater experience of oneness. So that's it's a step in a moment that we've taken. Okay. That direction, that wisdom. Now, let me say, with the response that you got, that you wrote down on your card, is that a more effective response than the one you were using before? Raise your hand if that's okay. Okay. Yeah. I love that. This amazing spiritual self that we have is wise. It really cares and takes us forward. What an exquisite experience. Okay. That. Now, there's another thing. You know, when we get that direction. Now, how many of you had already thought about doing that before? That wasn't a new thought. Okay, so there's some of you. It's like, okay, I'd already kind of knew to do that. But we all have lots of thoughts, don't we? But it's different when they come with the spiritual energy and power through our heart. Because we not only have the thought, we have the wisdom and understanding. And it lifts us. It doesn't give you something else to do on your task list. It lifts us into that experience, that connection, that awareness, by that beautiful power. Now, isn't that a super Valentine?
Yes.
All right. And it's there all the time. And we've got a whole day with no other assignment but to practice it. Okay? And it just comes from that simple knowing. God is love. When I know that, I know where to go to get that power and that presence. God is love. Join me.
God is love.
Again.
God is love. God is love.
What an amazing thing. So when we're going along and we get that uncomfortable, we got an answer. The answer is
God is love.
Feel that love. You don't have to love that person. You can go remember loving your grandchild. But once that love is there, so is God. The power, the presence, the intelligence, the wisdom that you are shows up in your life. And it only takes some love. Your love. Have an amazing, joyous, beautiful, love-filled Valentine's Day. Bless you.